Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, here's who we've got for you on this already Friday edition. Hard to believe. We've got Jim Marrs coming up in 30 minutes to get into the architecture of the New World Order and track what's happening with the controlled financial collapse. Richard Cook, who's been joining us, a former White House analyst, NASA analyst, writer for the Washington Post, many other major publications, consultant to NASA. He'll be joining us as well. Then we have Webster Tarpley from the middle of the third hour into the fourth hour, up into the end of the transmission today. I say this more and more. I am speechless. We knew the fraud was coming. We knew the controlled economic collapse was coming. But to witness it and to witness the spin and lies and disinformation, there must be a talking point out. I mean, they've been saying this for months, but I flipped around on talk radio early this morning and then on my drive into work to the broadcast studio. And I heard local talk radio, I heard San Antonio radio, syndicated radio, all saying the same thing. It's the culture of entitlement. It's all the people that lied on their mortgage applications. They're the ones that caused it, and this has got to stop. And no talk of the entitlement by the international bankers who've designed this, or who said 15 years ago, oh, the poor people, they deserve a home, and they deserve the equity and the dream. And so we're going to give them a loan sharking adjustable arm balloon mortgages and rip them off because there's a sucker born every minute. It's not a culture of entitlement. It's a culture of suckers and a nation of brainwashed, brain-damaged, fluoride heads, a zombie nation mesmerized by their TV set and the lies. Being set up, being walked into a bear trap by the New World Order. Now, yes, you can look at the poor, pathetic people sucked into the false dream and set up and told it was the thing to do and lied to by the real estate agents and by the brokers and the banks and the whole media system. You can look at them caught in the bear trap, blood oozing out of their sides, their eyes going dim. But do you blame them for stepping into the bear trap? No. Who laid the bear trap? Who put the scent of honey out on the morning wind and brought us in to step in that thing? Who raised us from birth, domesticated us to be trusting and mindless and idiotic? The New World Order. And it's just so disgusting to watch the International Crime Syndicate say, no investigations, no indictments, none of us will get in trouble, don't even think about it, none of us did anything wrong. It's all you, the American people's fault. And over in Europe, it's all over their news. The American people caused this by being greedy slugs and lying on their applications. Ladies and gentlemen, the main crisis here, they only told you that it was the mortgages, as I said 3 years ago. It's an end game that's been out for a year and a half. It's an end game blueprint for global enslavement. Video we shot in 2006, came out in 2007. It's an end game. We wrote articles saying the global rulers say they're going to implode the housing market when that was not on any of the news. And then they're going to blame that on the financial implosion, which they'll then bring in their world currency and control system out of a decade-long world depression. I mean, we have Daniel Estulin, we have Jim Tucker saying it on camera from the bar of the hotel we were staying at a few miles from Bilderberg. I mean, weeks before, a month before Bush announced that he was going to sign on to Kyoto Protocol and go ahead and go with a global tax on carbon, when he said he never would, Tucker came on from Istanbul a year and a half ago and said, that's what happened, that's what our sources gave us. He had to be chased by armed spies to bring you that. We know their plan, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to cover it when we get back.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
High gasoline prices got you down? Is your vehicle not getting the mileage it used to? Poor quality gasoline and the addition of ethanol plugs your fuel injectors and slowly robs fuel economy. Mechanics charge up to $300 to clean your fuel system. Save your money. Add just one bottle of Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment to clean your fuel system to a like-new condition in only one tankful, and improve your mileage for up to 6 months. Safe for all cars, Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner reduces emissions by up to 19%, and that's something we can all live with. Order Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner today for only $9.95, and receive Protecta Synthetic Engine Treatment free. That's a $13.95 value. Protecta Engine Treatment also comes with a 200,000-mile limited warranty on your engine. Order now at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Or call 888-873-7371. That's 888-873-7371.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I want to say something now. Anyone who doesn't recognize that scientific dictatorship is being set up worldwide, who can't just see it, much less go read all the declassified government documents about it, if anybody doesn't know we're going into a world government, if you don't know that we're under eugenics, biochemical, and radiological attack, and it's all stated, you're living in a fantasy land. And let me tell you something else. It doesn't matter if you don't believe 9/11 is an inside job. The majority of people worldwide in major polls do know it's an inside job. Hundreds and hundreds of polls showing the same thing. Even if you live in denial, it doesn't make it go away. The world doesn't reside just inside your head between your two ears. I want to tell people who are living under cognitive dissonance, living in delusion. You can dress up like the fairy princess. It doesn't make you the fairy princess. You can dress up like you're Roger Staubach, but it doesn't make you Roger Staubach. You can imagine that you've got all this power inside the system and that everything's going well and that you're part of the power structure and that the government's good. Let me give you a newsflash. The crimes by the sicko freaks and thieves and scum and societies of evil that are committed, that we know about on a daily basis, are so legion, it makes the head spin. I was thinking about modern military culture in the United States, which they wrap in the flag. And they take our best well-meaning people, our farm boys, our inner-city people, who believe they're fighting for America, and they use them to destroy America and set up world empire. And how the military has a culture of corruption to rat each other out and spy on everybody, and to investigate everyone and write everyone up and then get dirt on people. And those that play the game and are the sickos go to the top. It's disgusting. And the military lines the troops up and gives them shots that kill them. And the military says, we won't tell the press or their families what it was killed them. And how they use you and how you love it. And how the military is being used by the foreign banks to fully suck the country dry. $4 trillion stolen from the Pentagon in the last decade. Trillions stolen out of the pension funds already in the other sectors of the federal government, the state governments, the water districts set up as criminal enterprises. They are just running wild. And what does John McCain say? And I want to get this straight. Every time I talk about John McCain, he's a puppet. He runs nothing. He's a nobody. He's in league with Barack Obama. They work for the same military-industrial complex. Let's get that straight first off. When I bash him, I'm not saying go for Barack Obama. I'm illustrating the absurdity. I heard a clip this morning on the radio, and they were agreeing, saying, yeah, that's right, where he was criticizing the Democratic Congress for saying, we don't know what to do, and it's not our fault, and we're just going to recess and let the Treasury Department and the private Federal Reserve run things. And McCain said, how dare you? You better do something. This is your fault, and all this other bull, and the hosts were on there agreeing. Ladies and gentlemen, on Monday, Sunday night, it was on Bloomberg, Secretary of the Treasury Paulson, who was involved in Wall Street setting up this Ponzi scheme, there were members of the Republican Congress and the Democratic Congress saying, we need to have an investigation of these, quote, bailouts and what you're doing and whether this will bankrupt the Treasury. And Paulson went on TV and put out a release and said, you have no authority here. The executive is in control, and we have contracts with these private institutions. Now, Congress is in control of the purse strings. They apportion. They fund. They pass the laws. That's in the Constitution. It's 101. But in this modern age, folks, they're getting rid of the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, all of it. Why not get rid of that, too? You see, I mean, Northcom announced yesterday they're going to put brigades of troops on the streets of America. And for PR purposes, they're going to be out with the jaws of life, regular combat brigades. The cops can't do it. Forget jurisdiction. That's for PR. Oh, why is the military here? Oh, the military showed up again and saved my daughter crushed in a car. But then under that, they mentioned we're also going to deal with American terrorists, insurrection, rioting. We hope we don't have to shoot Americans. It says that in the Army Times. But for PR, they're going to be out helping people. I mean, this is unbelievable. What if Russian troops paratrooped in and said, oh, but we're going to help with the jaws of life get people out of their cars? Don't you see through it? Now regular combat brigades linking up with all these other secret brigades that we told you about years ago that they now list in the Army Times. It was all there, folks, with its cloaking device on. They flipped the switch. Bzz, it came right into view, right over you, folks, with guns aimed at you. Good Lord. They didn't set all this up for no reason. They didn't pay off mayors and city council people and county commissioners and councilmen and selectmen and women coast to coast in covert operations over 20-plus years, 25 years. Started in 1983 is the best we can tell. Giant covert operation. What's the Pentagon do? They infiltrate. They take over. They lie. What's their job? Overthrowing things. Doing what their bosses tell them. Well, they did it here. And they're hiring gang members and criminals and felons for the military now. And I will not bow down while the military, they said, well, they just confiscated guns in New Orleans. That's okay. Now they're in Illinois with the military confiscating weapons. The mayor comes out and announces it. The governor announces it. And it doesn't even hardly make national news. The NRA doesn't say a word about it because they're there to pacify you like we're a baby. And they stick a poison pacifier of cyanide in our mouth. Well, I'm not taking it, and I'm not a baby, and I'm not backing down to this. Folks, there are powerful people that want to rob banks, that want to take over societies, that want to rule, and they've done it systematically, and their war planners said, look, we just can't go in here and take over and butcher everything and suck everything out of the pension funds and train the masses of people to go in and get these bad loans. The people are going to get mad. They'll bring us to justice. We've studied history. And they said, you know what we're going to do? We'll bring in military dictatorship and control under the threat of an outside enemy like terrorism so that they will allow us to crush dissent, ban free speech, and so we can control the court systems and not get in trouble. And keep cutting the cream off the top of the slaves. We're just going to make them full-bore peons. It's too dangerous having an armed American population. And that's what they've done. And I was telling a friend about this last night, and she said, you know what this is? This is just like what the military does after they've, you know, pulled out of an area and looted it. They burn the city down. They burn the bridges so that no one can come after them later, so that their enemies can't rebuild. They destroy the infrastructure. This has been, you know, tax incentives for 20-something years to move offshore, tax incentives for the elites to move their money offshore. But notice in the last 2 years, they changed the bankruptcy laws for the little people where it's hard to declare bankruptcy. Notice the last 2 years, they changed the law where you can't get your money out of the country very easily, or they can get it anywhere in the world, but a handful of nations. You understand what's happening? You understand this is scientifically done? Now, 99% of the time when a nation falls, it falls from covert financial interest paying off the generals and staging a coup. Bush Sr.'s father, the current president's grandfather, is on record, BBC, London Telegraph, Associated Press, New York Times, being the head Nazi in the U.S. and trying to run an op with the Marine Corps commander, two-time Congressional Medal of Honor winner, Smedley Butler. And he acted like he was part of the conspiracy for 6 months, got all the documents and went and blew the whistle. And then all Prescott had was some of his assets seized and some other things. The Harrimans were involved as well. It's the same thing. The real tycoons, real robber barons try to seize governments. You got that. You got the people. You got the media. You've got the currency. You've got it all. That's the big game. It's a corporate takeover. The New World Order is a corporate takeover of every nation state in the world. And then they play like a giant chessboard or wrist set. They play different nations off against each other and then roll on to the next. It's basic business, but cold-blooded and hardcore. Now it's time to stop being delusional. As I said in the first segment, I've been listening to talk radio this morning, hours of it, while I was reading news articles and getting ready for the broadcast. And there's a talking point out that the lazy American people, the entitlement crowd, they caused this. And certainly, they got suckered into it. But we told you, not one, not 2 years ago, but in early 2006, 2.5 years ago, almost three, we told you they are going to implode the housing market. They are going to artificially pull the plug on it and then blame the collapse on that. Because we went to Bilderberg. We have the sources inside. We got the information out. Jim Tucker, Daniel Estulin, myself, and others in order. And we told you exactly what was going to happen. Because these people run the world. You think it's safe? You think it's fun to go up against these people? You think it's fun to have military intelligence following you wearing clown masks? You think it's fun to be interrogated and have the police threaten to set you up and put you in prison? You think it's fun to have your wife threatened? You think it's fun? Listen, people better appreciate this information. We're busting our butts to bring you this. We're risking our lives. Jim Tucker has been shot at in Portugal. Do you understand? We go where the world rulers are. We run our own desperate ragtag intelligence gathering operations against them. Against the CIA, the Mossad, MI6. And people out there who sit in their armchairs have no idea what it's like. No idea. To just be somebody from farmer's stock who discovered my country is under attack and I don't even have a big education and I'm here with a crash course in brain surgery the last 15 years, 13 years on air, fighting them as hard as I can and getting huge response, huge effect. And I just want all of you to come in on the big fight against these bastards. Man, it hurts me bad. I'm so angry. When we get back, we'll give you all the financial stuff. It is just mind-blowing. There's another line in the media. They're saying it's only $1 trillion to $2 trillion bailout. Ladies and gentlemen, it is in the hundreds of trillions conservatively. Hundreds of trillions. This is the scam. This is the big robbery. They trick you into the bailout. That's the big robbery. That's the big event. What's happening now?
Ted Anderson from Midas, September 19, 2008. Gold, 863.70 ounce. Gold coins can be purchased for 889.13, 444.57 for half, 222.28 for quarter. That's 889.13, 444.57, and 222.28. There has been talk coming from the Council of Foreign Relations of forming an American Union combining Canada, Mexico, and the U.S. and erasing economic borders. Bush met with Vincent Fox, President of Mexico, Paul Martin, Prime Minister of Canada, discussing a security and prosperity partnership. The formation of a North American Union will have a great impact on the U.S. economy. Jerome Marcorsi published the document, The Plan to Replace the Dollar with the Amero. The sovereignty of the U.S. is under attack. And Corsi uncovers the secrets and lies that surround the deceit. Call for your copy today, 800-686-2237. We the people must take a stand. That's 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijacker's ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You know, as a father and a husband, one of the enjoyable things in my life has been walking in at night and checking on my children, checking up on my wife, making sure she has the things she needs, but mostly providing for my family and knowing that they are secure, that they feel comfortable every day in their little skins. They don't have to worry about the oddities of the world taking over and wrecking their lives. I've always wanted to be a good provider, and I'm not going to change that now just because the economy is in upheaval and because there's a lot of political and social uncertainty, and I hear about global famine. And I see the escalating prices in gas and food and oil. Electricity is going to go way up, I'm told, this winter. Hey, I'm not going to sweat it. I've done the right thing. I got rid of a bunch of junk and toys out in the garage. I converted that money into food. That food's out there. I've got a 2 or 3 year supply of food in the garage. My family's secure. I don't got to worry, okay? I do hope that you'll join me in this new sense of American security. Call eFoodsDirect.com. That's eFoodsDirect.com. Or 1-800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. Call them today. You'll be glad you did.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold mine.
Everything the global crime syndicate engages in is about domesticating you, making you dependent on them.
The interest is up and the stock market down, and you're only getting mugged if you go.
Everything they engage in is about dumbing you down, putting you in a prison system. Our public schools, most of them are like prisons now. They don't even let girls bring their purses. It's about being prisoners, learning how to be a slave.
I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive.
They now come up in England and harass people who are smoking cigarettes on the street and tell them they've got to do a carbon monoxide test. It's about them getting in your space, getting used to having interfaces with, quote, officials. All the environmental cops, all of them. This has been planned. Congressional leaders set up for a meeting Thursday evening with Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson and Federal Reserve Chairman that as much as $1 trillion could be needed to avoid an imminent meltdown. Crank it up. Let's let them hear this part. Could be needed to avoid an imminent meltdown of the U.S. financial system. Now they're putting that out to cause an even bigger panic.
Because you can't starve us out and you can't make a run. Those wizard mole boys raised on shotguns.
And that's why they want you off your farms and ranches.
We say, raise, we say, ma'am,
and they're coming for your land.
Don't give a damn.
Don't worry, these bastards are criminals of old.
We came from the West Virginia.
You need to know the government's your enemy and totally criminal. So upsetting to hear all these talk shows parroting the line. It's the American people's fault. The government's good. Let's bail out all the banks. Let's be sensible. They engineered all this, and again, they only started advertising a credit crisis to create these problems. The real crisis is that they bundled the bad mortgages and sold them over and over again and leveraged them.
He never called me by my name.
And all these other big financial scams that are going on.
My grandpa taught me how to live off the land. And he taught him to be a businessman.
And it's a big joke to them. So see, the hundreds of billions they've stolen is nothing. They now are going to gobble the entire economy, the comprehensive annual financial report money, the trillions that states like Texas and New York have, the trillion plus that Manhattan has. That's why they've changed the law to take the pension funds. They've changed the law to take the annuities. And then, oh, we'll save the economy. It'll totally collapse if you don't just let us do anything we want. And then George Bush and John McCain come out and say it's Congress's fault. They're not acting when the private Federal Reserve and the Treasury head, Paulson, have told them they are not involved in this under contract and cannot be involved and can say nothing about funding. I mean, we're seeing the government, as Ron Paul said yesterday in a speech I'm going to play later. Ron Paul blasts secret government running economy. Congressman warns middle class in danger of being wiped out, says Congress is oblivious as Fed has no clue. Fed has no clue? Why do even we buy into that? I mean, that's what Ron Paul says. They don't have a clue. They engineered the whole thing, Ron Paul. I'm going to get him on. Love him to death, but, you know, the way he puts it, he knows they engineered it. We have to stop even talking to the dumbed-down masses. They don't even want to count. We got to talk serious turkey here. Folks, I got a stack of economic news that'll curl your hair. Look at this. That as much as $1 trillion could be needed to avoid an imminent meltdown of the U.S. financial system. Ladies and gentlemen, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are conservatively leveraged over 100 times. And they're talking about the exposure being between 1.5 or 5.4 trillion. Now, leverage that 100 times. They're both worth together over 54 trillion. Leverage it. And it's all secret. You understand these bastards bought real things with this fiat currency and assets they created, and now they're telling us we've got to bail it out. But see, all that earlier thieving is nothing compared to this. This is the trap now. This is something we'll never get out of unless we monetize it and say we don't owe it and they point out it's a fraud. But we're not. See, this is the point to be doing that. As we've been saying, we said when the economic crisis comes, for year after year, it's in Matrix of Evil. I made 4 years ago. Every financial guest we have on covers it. To blame the bankers and not bail them out when it happens, and to expose that they engineered it. Year after year, we warn you for when this came. Don't bail them out. Don't do it when the time comes. But what's happening? Exactly what we warned against, ladies and gentlemen. This is it. SEC bans short selling for financials. California home sales surges, prices plummet. Treasury to guarantee money market funds. London's records, biggest surge in history after Bush and others announced that it's total commitment to the bankers. But, of course, it'll only surge for a few weeks, maybe a month, and it's going to plunge even worse. After the bailout, it's not a bailout, after they suck us dry, then they're bringing us down. Stay with me. Vital info straight ahead.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized the contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
You invest, you buy insurance, you wear your seatbelt, you do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, communication devices, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against all natural disasters and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you are not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in FEMA lines. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. Or call 877-231-1925. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now.
Talk's going to end now. Yuppies, warmongers, fake Republicans, mainline liberals. This isn't a game. These people forged Hitler. They forged Lenin. They created these monsters. It's all declassified. Carol Quigley's book, Georgetown Political Science Head, Bill Clinton's mentor. Read his book, 900 pages. He'll tell you. He will teach you. He will tell you you're a slave. He will laugh at you from the grave. There's nothing more frustrating than knowing we have absolute murderous criminals running everything, raping everybody, and to watch all these people on talk radio and TV thinking they know what's going on, and most of them are just useful idiots parroting, repeating what they heard over and over again. Who told you exactly what was going to happen? Who laid out exactly what would unfold? Our enemy is failing, though, in many respects. Remember 2 years ago, and then again a year ago, when they pulled out every stop, the social engineers, and even made bills secret for the first time in U.S. history. They said, you can't see the immigration reform bill, but we promise it's not amnesty. And then Senator Sessions leaked it and got in trouble. Got called on the carpet by the leader of the Senate. But Senator Sessions, God bless him, went out of Alabama, released it. And in the bill, he gave the 20 smoking guns, and it said clearly, this is not an amnesty. This is a complete and total pardon, clemency. It stated that illegal aliens with aggravated felonies, if they just signed a pledge and promised to not commit felonies here, they would be legal. It legalized felons, people in prisons, people getting out of prisons to not be deported. Aggravated felons. Go read it! It made all the illegal aliens, conservatively 25 million, more like 35 million. The census said 14 million 8 years ago. You think illegal aliens go and tell the census when they're here? The state censuses show it's double that number. And that was years ago. Now, nothing against these poor people living under total New World Order control, being dehumanized, but they have been brainwashed with their own propaganda, nationalism against the U.S. being used as a third world device to bring down wages and further implode things. This is a war against independent capital. This is a monopoly operation. Now, they tried to get that through, and I said, you watch, they need to get this through. They need to get amnesty first before the economy implodes, or then they're going to have a lot of trouble doing it because it's going to put more pressure on the illegal aliens. And then the Associated Press came out with a headline, Bankers Help Immigrants, and it said, we know people are putting pressure on them last year. It said, we know the economy's having a little trouble, and so we're going to give them home loans, and we're going to do all this to help them stay in the country. And all these big banks gave them ID cards that cities and the feds accept as a national ID card. And Vicente Fox came to Austin and gave Wells Fargo an award for the national ID card, the private corporate ID card. And the police chiefs are paid overtly and covertly by intelligence, by foreign governments. Fox gave cash awards to APD officers. Totally criminal. It's like McCain going to England and openly having fundraisers at the Rothschild Palace, Baron Rothschild's Palace. By the way, neocons on websites say the Rothschilds don't exist. They say that's a made-up name. It's real, folks. The Rothschilds are real. The incredible thing is Fox out of Michigan admitted and interviewed Vicente Fox, and Vicente Fox said the same thing he said to We Are Change, that, by the way, is in the extras of Truth Rising. And he said, yeah, we're setting up a North American Union. Yeah. Fox News reported that. Now, that guy's career is over. The black reporter from Fox 2 in Detroit, I'm guessing your career is over. But, hey, come join us. You obviously have. I mean, Fox is the one saying it. Fox also says, American workers, get used to it. That's right. Get used to it. But then what do your neocon handlers do on talk radio? They tell you, doesn't exist, it's crazies, doesn't exist, it's crazies, doesn't exist, it's crazy, doesn't exist, it's crazy. Or they're more slick like Glenn Beck. Okay, it exists, but we still need to arrest all the 9/11 truthers, and Ron Paul's kind of kooky, and oh, but I like him, and oh, we need to go ahead and support wars and all this. Or Michael Weiner, the beatnik of the 60s, top beatnik leader, would read his books. I won't even say what's in them on air. But, you know, he comes out and says, we got to fight the New World Order. We got to attack Arab countries. They're the New World Order. Oh, yeah, sure. And I'm a Chinese jet pilot from Pluto. Call Mars in 5 minutes. I'm backing Jim Mars off because I'm in a rant here about the economy. The point is, they thought they'd get their borders lowered completely, and we blocked them there. See, we're having victories. They are moving forward with their operation, but they are badly coordinated and heavily damaged. Attack, attack, attack. Defend the Republic like you've never defended it before. And I just wish that God would move all of you neocons and the 30% of the military that still support all this. Out of the majority of you do support Ron Paul, which shows you're awake. And the cops out there who are delusional. Man, everything I've told you is true. Remember, we told you almost 3 years ago they were going to start the implosion of the economy, blaming it on subprime mortgages. It was by design. That's why they're pulling out all the stops now. They're going for broke. They're in trouble. They can be defeated. And again, as Ron Paul told you, as everybody else has told you, the key is during the financial crisis, will they be able to do the, quote, bailout in quotes? The bailout. They've already moved their assets into commodities and infrastructure. That's stated in IMF World Bank plans in 2002. They were ready to go. The Financial Times of London's reported the big institutions, the mega institutions, the above banking, the shareholders of the global Federal Reserve System, they are the ones that stand to gain. And now, if they can, quote, sucker you into, hey, we're consolidating all these banks, and we need you to bail us out trillions of dollars, then they will fully take all of us. I mean, used to they talked about $1 billion being big. Now it's trillions every week. This is the big Ponzi scheme. This is the final layer of the multi-level marketing scam. Mayday, mayday, mayday. Folks, we told you. I told you in 97, 98 when I figured out the paradigm. I read enough of their documents, which you didn't even have to read between the lines. It stated it. They're going to build up a secret police state grid, use the war on drugs as their cover for the first layer. Then they'd stage terror attacks, a string of them, to bring in total tyranny. Then they would have a full collapse of the economy and the consolidation. So that's what we're dealing with. Now, I've only got 5 minutes with him, and then Jim Mars is on. In fact, call Jim in about 3 minutes. He's Ted Anderson. Ted's been in this for 25 years, 26. What is it, Ted? As a broker, you know, in the gold and silver business. He is freaked out. He offered gold 2 days ago at 80-something dollars below what it was. Gold is back up today, gyrating up and down. It's up 100-something bucks on the week. And Ted can't offer these deals much longer. This deal will be offered through the weekend. And then that's it, ladies and gentlemen. And, Ted, give me, though, before we offer the gold and silver deal, give me your breakdown on watching all this unfold.
Well, it's right now I'm looking at the news. Morgan Stanley's the next one on the chopping block. You'll see that one file bankruptcy here soon. AIG, when that went down, it was a $1 billion bailout if they were going to do it. They decided not to and let it go down.
You mean
down.
A trillion?
$1 trillion.
Trillion.
Trillion. Anyways, with this, you know, watching this unfold, AIG is like one of the largest insurance companies out there. And that means everybody that has their money invested in annuities and are looking for their annuity to retire on is going to lose it. I just have to say one thing about annuities. Right now, they're not insured. If that company that sold you that annuity, that takes care of that annuity, goes bankruptcy, you're done. You don't have that money anymore. And that's how bad that is. It's not backed by
FDIC. And folks, they have now totally committed to all our capital, our name, our future, trillions of dollars. There's no coming back from this. This will bankrupt. There will be a depression. The question is 1 year, 3 years. We don't know. Next week, who knows? And what Ted's telling you is this. They're going to pump it back up again and maybe even one more time. But that is only to sucker us fully in to, I mean, look. Now the Treasury and the private Fed has told Congress you're not involved, and then they blame Congress, saying Congress isn't doing anything. This is incredible.
Yeah, and the bailouts, I mean, the way you put it on the bailouts, it's if the United States government steps in to bail out these institutions, it spells out more trouble for the taxpayer, and it's absolutely the wrong direction to turn. I realize that if these companies fail, there's going to be a lot of unemployment. We can still run into a complete depression, but if you get the damn government out of trying to manipulate this stuff, we can have a stabilized economy on the other side.
Well, they claim the savings and loan deal was only going to cost $10 billion and ended up costing over a trillion.
Yep.
Okay, now they're saying this is going to cost, in the financials, $5 trillion. If for the slave public, if they're saying a trillion or more. Now, if it normally costs 10, 15, 20, 30 times what they say, Ted, we are, this is these numbers that are being dealt. But, Ted, you heard us say 3 years ago that Bilderberg was going to engineer this. You heard us, Ron Paul, break down that the real scam would be the, quote, bailout. This is not a bailout. This is the full transfer of thousands of times more digital currency than even exists into the banker's hands. This is the biggest robbery ever.
The government only reports $9 trillion right now. It's just coming up on $10 trillion in national debt. And you're talking about something that's 10 times the size. I mean, it's way bigger than the United States government can do. And it's going to definitely destroy the value of the currency. There's just no way that it can make it through it. I know you got to get Jim Mars up, so we probably better
talk
about
it. Jim's cool. We've got some time next hour. I just wanted to have him on to plug his event. He's having a Brave New Books. Great guys down there here in Austin, Texas. And he's going to be in studio with me Sunday on the Sunday show for an hour and a half. So Jim's fine. cover any more financial info you want to put out there, Ted.
Oh, well, I can just tell you right now, Alex, it's just there are 10,000 banks right now. 1,000 of them are on the chopping block right now. There are institutions that are failing all over the place, and the bankruptcies keep on, you know, mounting and mounting, and it just gets getting bigger and bigger. Gold right now, sitting at the $870 an ounce that it's at, is sitting at about, what did Bob Chapman say? $6,000 an ounce adjusted for inflation, real numbers, not CPI numbers. I mean, it is suppressed right now. Silver, the same thing. Like you said yesterday, trying to hold a beach ball underwater is what's going on. Then, meanwhile, the financial institutions are failing and the Federal Reserve System is trying to step in and bail all this stuff out and at the same time destroying the economy for the people. It's just crazy that we have this. I mean, even now I'm getting emails from people that were completely against me on this Federal Reserve System idea. Now they're like going, yeah, this is right. And they're pulling up quotes from Ron Paul and this and that. It's like the people are finally waking up, Alex, and they're starting to realize that there are problems out here and that they just can't live.
Well, let's be clear about something. If you write in a newsletter that you think a bank stock is going to go up or down or a gold stock will go up or down, and then it ends up you own a couple of shares in it, the FBI comes and arrests you. But if you openly engage in naked shorting, felonies every case, if you openly go, the head of the New York Stock Exchange, Grasso, in 99, in front of Reuters cameras and beg the FARC to invest their cocaine money in New York, which is legal through a loophole. I mean, my point is that they can do any insider trading, any scams, anything they want, and the media keeps saying on all the financial shows, there will not be prosecutions, no one did anything wrong, it was just a mistake, and then later they're going to burn a few little low-level brokers and blame it on them, or Martha Stewart, who did absolutely nothing, you know, literally, oh, she knew her stock was going down and sold a few million dollars worth of shares. We're talking about trillions here. We're talking about, folks, now they've changed the bankruptcy laws, the media is blaming the American people, they're shutting off every avenue of escape for us. And then they suckered us into all this, debased our currency, debased our economy, moved our industry overseas, paid them tax incentives to do it. And then people, yeah, got suckered into, okay, I'll mortgage my house again. Okay, it's going up in value. The media tells me this is the thing to do. And then they blame those people. Now, we told you don't do it. And we told you 2.5 years ago, we came back and said, sell your house now. Sell your house now. I mean, it's on record. I need my listeners to go back into our archives. And, you know, just find any financial show I did right after Bilderberg. Go get clips in Endgame.
Well, what about this one?
I mean, hold on a second. Aaron, come on in here, buddy. I just can't believe it. I mean, folks, the point is we told you exactly what they do. Ted, how many times do we have to be right? How many times do we have to be dead on? They are bringing in economic collapse to bring in fascism. Hey, you know the part in the extras, there's more of it, and in Endgame 1.5, there's more. There's also more. There's a clip in the film itself. Get me, and I know you've got a lot of work in there, but I want you to write a little blurb about look how we broke down how the bankers were engineering this. And then maybe grab the last chapter of my book, it's online too, where I break down the IMF World Bank riot. You know, IMF World Bank documents consume Argentina is the article. It's the last chapter of my book, but it's also online. And 6 years ago, ladies and gentlemen, we warned you. And it's all documented exactly as we said with their own documents. We've got to warn the people. Because it's not enough that we told everybody 6 years ago, 3 years ago. People don't know we told them. Ted, I'm sorry. Go ahead and give folks the gold pitch and finish up whatever you were going to say, and then I'm going to Jim Mars.
The last thing that I'll cover here is that the stock market's up today, but you know why it's up? Because the government is going to form a new agency to hold the debt that the bad debt that the banks are holding. So now
and so they know they can pile in for now that's going to keep the merry-go-round going a few more revolutions. But when it stops, it's going to be hundreds of times worse.
It's like we have heroin and, heroin junkies here.
We've seen this over and over again, Ted.
And they're feeding them more heroin. I mean, it's crazy. It's absolutely beyond what I can even comprehend.
No, this is taking us for everything. This is the people are going, yeah, I don't want the economy crash. Okay, give trillions to the private bankers who already sucked us dry and set this up. It's the American people's fault. We're sorry. You're right, government. We love you.
Right.
And then Congress is told, sit down and shut up by the Federal Reserve. God almighty. And then the media blames Congress, which I'm saying they're a bunch of whores bought off cowardly sitting there. But they're sure not flying this plane. They're not driving this train, Ted.
They're supposed to be.
Ted, tell them about the special you've got right now.
Yeah, okay. Right now we have Walking Liberty halves. They're at $6.95. They're $139 per roll. And, folks, that is when silver was at $10 an ounce that I locked in on that deal. I also have the British sovereign coin. It's a quarter of an ounce. It's at $239 right now. It's a fabulous buy. We also have the franc coin, which is a fifth of an ounce. It's at $191 right now. Again, another really good buy. The market is...
Ted, explain to people, you lock these in before it went up. People are getting untold of deals here.
Well, that's what I have to do. I have to position myself so I can sell it, so I know I can deliver. And so when the market's running up and I get into something lower, I can offer you a better buy. And that's what's going on right now.
Explain to people how good of a deal that is.
Oh, it's a fabulous deal, Alex. With the way that the gold has been moving at this particular time, I've been offering gold at prices that have been less than spot, and that's just almost unheard of. I mean,
1-800-686-2237. Call Ted. Brokers will be there till midnight every night this weekend. This deal ends, midnight Sunday?
Yeah, midnight Sunday. We'll carry it right through that.
1-800-686-2237. Listen to the number, folks. 800-686-2237. Did you sell out of the silver?
No, that's the thing. I still have some of that silver, and I really recommend that.
That's silver at below spot as well, the beautiful half dollars from the 1940s. 800-686-2237. Folks, take advantage of this. Or listen to the bankers and just believe them and everything's going to be fine. They killed the dollar. 800-686-2237. Thank you, Ted. Jim Marsh, straight ahead.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
We live in a world of vanishing privacy. The added threat of invisible radio waves sending out personal information to anyone willing to receive them makes our privacy as citizens even less secure. The RFID tags and ID cards have been proven to be not secure. Thieves are able to read information stored on these tags to steal your identity. Protect yourself from ID theft with our RFID blocker, available as a wallet or passport case. ProSpy.com offers simple, affordable personal protection. Many countries, including the U.S., have begun to institute RFID in passports. Why take a chance? This is your personal information. Protect yourself. ProSpy.com also offers a complete selection of spy gear and security equipment, including bug detectors, camera finders, countermeasure equipment, and night vision gear. ProSpy.com is your source for high-quality spy and security equipment. Visit us online at ProSpy.com. That's ProSpy.com today.
Do you want to pay for the government bailout of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac? You may have no choice. Obviously, taxpayers are on the hook for over $6 trillion. That's right, $1 trillion in mortgages held by these two corporations. The part that most people don't realize is that this bailout can have significant adverse effects on their 401ks and IRAs. Unless you're planning to help pay for this bailout with your personal retirement funds, you need to act now. The solution is to fund a self-directed IRA with gold and silver. Put your retirement money beyond the reach of government financiers today by calling 1-866-323-5665. SafeGrow IRAs are just a phone call away. That's 1-866-323-5665. Mike or Jim at Midas Resources can help you protect your retirement nest egg. Get informed and ask for our free report on the unseen fallout of the Fannie Freddie rescue. Call 1-866-323-5665.
We'll be right back. ladies and gentlemen. They're talking about an international banking takeover of the Federal Reserve, International Bank of Settlements, OECD, that was the reconstruction of Germany. You see, they get you leveraged out in the Ponzi scheme, then they get you to fully buy in, then they say, well, you wanted to bail it out to save the economy. And Jim Mars actually writes about that in his new book. He's going to be with us for the next 35 minutes covering that. He's going to be in Austin speaking this Saturday at Brave New Books. I'm not going to be there, but my crew is going to be down there filming. That's when we can put that out on the web and for everybody, and also integrated into the film we're doing with Jim Mars. Black Sunshine is the name of it. Getting into Continental Government, JFK. You know, it's my films are always multifaceted. It's not just about JFK. And I was going to put some of that in there, but we're really going a lot more in the Nazi direction as well, because it's not just the Nazis. The Nazis came from here. So you don't really call it Nazis. This fascism planted a seed that grew into Mussolini and the Nazis. So he'll be with us. But Jim Mars, you've talked a lot about economic collapse. Let's talk about what we're dealing with right now, what we're facing right now.
Well, it's the same manipulation by self-styled globalist financiers and bankers. You can go all the way back to the 1800s when we had to deal with the trust, which were nothing but just the early day term for corporations. There was a series of booms and busts that they engineered, which then prompted the public to cry out for some relief. And what we got was the Federal Reserve System. Private banks owned by private bankers, answerable to no one. In the whole history of the Federal Reserve System, no one in Congress, no one in the federal government has been able to audit them and even find out what's going on. Then we get find that the Bank of International Settlements was set up to drain Germany of its assets after World War One, which then drove the Germans right into the hands of Hitler and his Nazis. And then pretty soon the Bank of International Settlements was then became a Nazi organ and has remained a national socialist and fascist organ ever since. And then, of course, we had World War II to try to stop the world takeover by National Socialism by Hitler, and which, of course, Hitler and the Germans got defeated. But even Churchill said he wasn't that opposed to National Socialism. He just didn't want the Germans in charge. And that was the whole thing. The bankers, they want to remain in control. So after the war, John J. McCloy, who had been chairman of National City Bank, which is now Citicorp, had been one of the chief funders of Hitler and the Nazis, sat in Hitler's box during the 1936 Olympics. He becomes High Commissioner of Germany and pardons thousands of Nazis and sends them over to the United States, where his protege, Alan Dulles, who had been, he and his brother John Foster Dulles, had been attorneys for the Fritz Thyssen accounts for the Schroeder Bank, which was the primary funder of Hitler and the Nazis. He becomes CIA director, and under Dulles, they whitewash all these Nazis' past records, bring them in, roll them into our military-industrial complex, and began creating a Fourth Reich in the United States.
Absolutely. Tell folks about the book. We have it at Infowars.com. This one was actually out by a big publisher. You, of course, have had some bestsellers before. Your book turned into the screenplay, which you helped write. You were the main consultant on the Oliver Stone JFK film. I mean, you're kind of a bigwig researcher. You were the first college professor to teach a class completely on the JFK assassination. Tell folks about the book that's available at Infowars.com.
Right. The book is The Rise of the Fourth Reich. It was published by William Morrow, a subsidiary of HarperCollins. It only was released on June, at the end of June, and a couple of weeks ago it all actually managed to hit the extended New York Times bestseller list. So people are definitely responding to the information in this book, which covers everything from the
possible... Stay there. We're going to talk more about it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.